It says Daf is Daf Nun Vav. So let's take it from the bottom of Nun Hey Mebeis. The Mishnah begins as follows. It says Halokeach Oshenitein Lo B'Matana Pater Mimais Behema. So we of course have been discussing Mimais Behema throughout this parak, and there's a very interesting patur that if an animal had been bought or been received through a gift, so there's a special patur Mimais Behema. That animal is not subject to Mimais Behema. It has to be an animal that was born to your flock and remained in your flock until Mimais Behema. But the moment it was acquired from someone else, whether it was sold or given to you, so that would be Pater Mimais Behema. So what's the basis for such a patur? So Gemara explains, Minoh and Emili, how do we know? So Amr of Kana, Damar Kra, the Pater says, Bechor Bonecha Titein Li, Kain Tase L'Shurach L'Tzoncha, the Pater says, what do you do to the Bechor, the Pidyon HaBen, same thing you should do to your Shurach V'Tzonecha. So the Gemara explains, Ma Banecha Ein B'Lakuach Matan. Just like a child, one son is not subject, of course, to buying and selling and giving gifts. It's not relevant at all. So too, when it comes to your flock and your cattle, that too is not subject once it was bought or given as a gift. It's also pater from a din of Mais Behema. So Gemara says, wait a second, Mais Behema, hi b'bechor. If this pasuk is referring to Bechor, how are we able to learn a din of Matana of Lakuach from Bechor if we want to learn to Ma'aseh Behema? So Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kein Ta'aseh. It says, Kein Ta'aseh L'Shorach L'Tzonecha. So what does Kein Ta'aseh mean? Im Einu Einu L'Bechor, D'lo Yiseh Ba'asir. Kein Ta'aseh, so should you do, cannot apply to Bechor, because you know Bechor is Tali Berechem Kodesh. Berechem Kodesh. It's Kodesh of the Berechem. Nothing to do with it. It's all a seal when it comes to Bechor. It comes naturally. So if it's not referring to Bechor, Tineu Einu L'Maisa Be'ma. So the word Kein Ta'aseh tells me referring to a din where there's a necessary Maisa, namely that of Maisa Be'ma. So now the equation goes, just like a Banecha, one's boy, one's Bechor, is not subject to Lakuach Matana, so to Kein Ta'aseh, so to Maisa Be'ma, if it's Lakuach and Matana, it's Pater for Maiser Behema. So Tosus in the bottom, look at Tosus, Dibur Maschul, Ma Benecha, Ein of Lakuach Matana. Just like a son can't be sold or given, Vim Tomar, Ein done in Efshar, Mishi Efshar. The case of Bechor is not Shayach, it's Efshar to buy and give a son, so you can't learn from that case as a source for a place that is Efshar, where you can buy animals, Ma'is Behema. Ein done in Efshar, Mishi Efshar, Kidam Rebbe Kiva B'Menachos Perkatot. So Tosa says there's a distinction between different types of midos she'ator nijeshes behem. He says, Yesh lomer dehasem hu debibinyan av. Only by binyan av do we have such a klal, ain done in efshar mishi efshar, yalef mipesach daros mipesach mitraim. That's where we say, ain done in efshar mishi efshar. Avahacha, here in the case of Maseches Becharos, hekeshehu, and that even modi Rabbi Kiva, that by a hekesh, you can be done in efshar mishi efshar. Back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says five lines down. So after establishing that Kein Ta'aseh is referring to Ma'aseh Behema, the Gemara suggests maybe Kein Ta'aseh is referring to a different carbon. Ve'ema tineu inin l'chatas l'asham. There's also an asiya there as well by chatas and asham, the asiya of all the different carbonos of the hakrava. So maybe it should be referring to just like a bechor ainu l'kuach matana, so to an animal that's l'kuach matana shouldn't be allowed to be used for chatas v'asham. Nothing to do with Ma'aseh Behema. Why is this can't be? Has to be dumia benecha, has to be similar to a son, ma benecha sheinu baal chet, just like a son, a pidyon haben, doesn't come about because of any chet, av tzon chavasharecha sheinu baal chet, referring to animals where they're used not for any averos, therefore we say chatas asham is not part of the equation. So then the Gemara suggests, ema tineu inin la'ol l'shamim, where they don't come, these two carbonos don't come alachet. So maybe that should be the equation of banecha to shor etzoncha v'sharecha of olah v'shlamim, that elakuach and matana should be potter from being brought as an olah and v'shlamim. Gemara says here as well, dumi de banecha has to be similar to the model of banecha. Ma banecha she'ena ba b'neder v'nedava. One can't make a neder. He can't voluntarily give a pidyon haben. It doesn't work. So av tzoncha v'sharecha has to be an animal that doesn't come as a neder v'nedava, as opposed to olah v'shlamim, which do come as neder v'nedava. So therefore, must be referring to ma'aseh behema, which cannot come as a neder or a nedava. So then the Gemara says, Ema, maybe it should come as Tineu l'inyan l'olos ri'iya. And olos ri'iya does not come alachet. It doesn't come as a neder v'nedava. So maybe this should be the equation that's connected to lakuach and matana, that you can't bring lakuach matana as a carbon olos ri'iya. Gemara says here as well, to finally finish it off, just like when it comes to a banecha, there is no set time, there is no set time either for it. Fine. So the Gemara now says, now the Indian of a set time is, that of course is a set time for a Pidyon HaBen of 30 days. What it means is, the understanding is that Rashi explains that once the child is born, there is a Kedusha that's Chal Miyad. If you look at Rashi, it's not bold, but it's around narrow lines down Rashi. The two dots, he says, Bechor, Ein Zman Kavua, L'Kedushasa, Ela Kishin Nolad Kadosh. The moment it's born, there's no Zman, there's no like set day of the week or day of the month, it just happens. As opposed to Olas Riyah, which comes on the set Zman Kavua on the Yamim Tov. So that's how we establish that Bechorecha is referring to a Hekesh, to that of Ma'aseh Behema of a Ptur, Lakuach Matana. Gemara now says, Ima Banecha Einim Lakuach Klal, just like a son is not subject to buying at all, purchasing isn't relevant to a Bechor, Af Shurecha V'Shonecha Einim Lakuach Klal. We should also say a klal that Ma'aseh Behema should never be subject to buying. What does that mean? Alama Amar Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. How come they say Lakach Asara Ubrin B'mei Imam Kula Nichnas in Ladir Lehisaser? So let's say the din is everyone agrees when you buy an animal that's already been born, that's already considered Lakuach, or it's given as a gift, it's also considered a Matana. But let's say you buy the animal, the not yet born animal, as an Uber, so then the Gemara says actually it would be subject to Ma'aseh Behema. So we see that it is Shaykh to have Lakuach by Ma'aseh Behema. But we should say, just like a Bechor, you can never buy a Bechor, whether the Bechor is born or not born, you can never buy it. So you should say, anytime a Ma'aseh Behema, at any time an animal is bought, whether born or not born yet, it should also be a Pater, it should have a Chaloshem Lakuach. The Gemara says, no, there's a special Gzeis HaKasa that tells us Lakuach only applies after being born. What's the raya? So Amar Rava, Amar Kratase, B'shas Asiya Mina Kasev. Only when the animal is born, where it's shayach to have a maisa, where it's shayach to have a tase, that's where we say if one buys it at that stage, is there p'tur lakuach? A person buys an animal as an uber, where tase isn't irrelevant yet, it's not in this world yet, you can't do any maisa behemoth to it yet, then that purchase will not render it a p'tur of lakuach. Even though you bought it, it can still, once being born, be brought as part of the into the nichnas in ladir lis aser. Gemara now quotes, wants to analyze this opinion here. Gufa Amar Vasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lokach Asara Uber, a person buys 10 different not yet born animals b'mei iman while they're in the mother's, the cow's womb, kula nichnas in ladir lis aser. They all are able to enter into the pen to be part of the ma'aseh behema. Don't we have in Mefurish Mishnah Halakuach al Shenitin lebamatana pater min ma'aser behema? Our Mishnah here says that anytime it's bought, regardless of the age, it's pater min ma'aser behema. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Yochanan Chazai bechilma milsim al yasa. Rabbi Elazar saw Rabbi Yochanan in a vision. Rashi explains here: Rabbi Yochanan Chazai bechilma halayla nearly Rabbi Yochanan bechilma. I saw a vision of Rabbi Yochanan in my dream. Veholva nearly since he appeared to me, yodea ani bi sheomer hayom davratam. He's going to explain something clear to me. So some number of interesting things here. Number one is they explained here, based on the Arizal and the Chida as well, when a person sees the face of a tzaddik, there's a certain siyata d'shmaya one has in learning. So that's why Dafka, when he saw the face of Yochanan. And second element is why I spoke about the night of Shavuos, about paskening shailas based on a chalom. This is derived from the Gemara that one may pasken a shaila based on a chalom. So what exactly did he see? What was the milsim malya that he saw? So Gemara explained, Amina, Amar Kra Tase, B'shas Asiya Miyad HaKasa. Like we just said above, that since the pasuk says Tase, the only time a Ptur Lakuach kicks in is once the animal is born already, and Tase is Shayach. But if the animal is bought before the animal had been born, where Tase isn't yet Shayach, so then the Chalos Lakuach is not Chal on the animal, and it would be Nichnas in Ladir Lehis Asa. Asks the Gemara now, Eisvei Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim L'Rabbi Elazar. halakuach chala mechusher's man. He has this din, and he asks us a question, that if a person buys an animal, which is mechusher's man, we know the Torah Parshas Emor tells us that animals mechusher's man if it's prior to 8 days. You can only bring an animal as a carbon after it's been 8 days into this world. But less than 8 days, it's called mechusher's man. So it's born, but it's not roi lakrava. So let's say a person buys an animal that's, 5 days old, so then the lakuach is chal on this. So the question becomes, so we see lakuach is chal on something that's premature. So just like l'shem lakuach, the p'tur lakuach is chal on mechusher's man, it should also be p'tur chal on that which is already an uber, which is also an uber, which is also a type of mechusher's man. It should be chal on the uber as well. That's the shaila of the Gemara. So Gemara says, Amar Leh Zu Einu Mishra. This din we don't hold of. We don't learn this. We don't acknowledge it. We're not goreis the shita. In other words, we hold that lakuach is not chal even on an animal that's mechusher's man. Even if it's been born, if it's less than 8 days, the p'tur lakuach will not be chal, just like it's not chal on an uber either. And then the Gemara says, V'im Tim Shalomer, if you do want to say, though, it is a Mishnah, that it's something that we do acknowledge and we do accept, so then you have to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, it must be his Shita, Mishim Rabbi Shimon, who holds what? Damar Mechusher's Man in Nichnes Lidei Ladir L'Saser. That the din is, an animal that's Mechusher's Man, an animal that's less than 8 days, may be part of the Maaser process. Meaning, even though you can't bring an animal as a carbon if it's Mechusher's Man, if it's less than 8 days, you can bring it into the deer list aser. So since it's shaykh to have Maaser behema on Mechusher's Man, it's therefore shaykh to have the p'tur lakuach as well. As opposed to an animal that's not yet born as an uber, so there, since Tasa isn't shayach, P'tur Lakuach isn't shayach either. Barehu, before the Gemara explains, how do we know that, why does Rabbi Shimon hold that Ma'is Behema is chal and even something that's Mechusher's Man? So the Gemara explains, Harehu K'Bechor, that the Ma'is Behema, there are many connections to Ma'is Behema and the Bechor. Ma Bechor Kadosh Lifnei's Mano, Bechor V'Lachar's Mano, just like a Bechor is born, and it's Kadosh on day one, the moment it's born, even though it's Mechusher's Man, the Kedush is chal, but you don't bring the carbon until after this man, so to buy Ma'is Behema. Af Mechusher's Man, it could be Kadosh Lifnei's Mano, you can make the animal that's 5 days old Kadosh, but you're Karver L'Achar's Mano, and that's not a problem, and that's why you would assume that the P'tur Lakuach can be Chal on an animal that's Mechusher's Man. Marna moves over to something slightly different, yet connected. Tani Tani Kami the Rav, the Bryce was taught to Rav, Eidu Esen, which is an Esen, Shenichnes Ladir L'Aser, which type of Esen an animal is given as a gift to a Zona, Schar rather, for a Zona, so which type of Esen may be brought into the deer to perform Ma'aser Behema. So Gemara explains, Kol Shenasu La B'chaz of Lakho Heimana. Any item that was given to the Zona, and then the man bought it back from the Zona, so that is able to be brought as a Ma'aser Behema. So Gemara says, how could that be? V'ha Yifsulei B'lakech. Once it was bought, don't we have a P'tur Lakuach? Lakuach is possible for Ma'aser Behema, so what's that even talking about? So Gemara explains that Ishamitza Hadamar Vasi Amar Yochran Lakach Asara Ubrin B'meiman Kulam Nichnasin L'Dir L'Saser. You forgot the din. That no, it's talking about a case where he gave an Uber to the Zona and then he bought it back from her as an Uber. So there we say Lakuach P'tur Lakuach will not be chal on the Uber, and therefore maybe once it's born, it may be brought as part of Ma'aser Behema. Gemara now says, top of Nun Vavam and Beis, V'te'asra I. How can Gemara have to say a case where the guy gave it to the Zona, he bought it back from the Zona, that Uber is allowed to be used as part of Ma'aser Behema? Why not have a much simpler case where the man gave the Uber to the Zona, and then the Zona, in part of her flock, she's allowed to use that as part of her Ma'aser Behema? How come it has to be a case where he bought it back from her? Even if she just had it, and she was given this Uber as a schar for the Essen Zona, and then she has 9 other animals, she could use that Uber once it's born as part of the Ma'aser Behema. So Gemara explained, because Bezona Nachris, we're talking about a Zona Nachris, and of course a non-Jew is not subject to Ma'aser Behema. So therefore he has to give her the Essen, and he buys it back from her. And that's where it's shaykh. So Gemara says, why do you have to say it's a case of a nachris? V'lokmin bezona Yisraelis, v'tasa'i. Say that the zona is referring to Yisraelis. So the man gave her the Uber as a schar to the Yisraelis. She had 9 other animals, and it was used part of her Ma'aser Behema. Why create a case where he gave her the Essen, and he bought it back from her? Gemara says, Kamashalam, we learn from here that the zona Yisraelis lohavi esim. If a Jewish woman's a zona, that which is given there to her does not have a chalo shame of an esim. That's not called an esim. An esim only if it was given to a zona nachris, not if it was given to a zona Yisraelis. How do we know this klal? Kedabai, the Amar Abai, zona nachris esnana, aser, v'karin habala, enoloke, mishum lo yichal azaro. If a zona nachris, so a schar given to her, that animal, has a chalo shame esnen, and cannot be used as a carbon. But a Kohen who's bala, there's an issur d'oraisa of a Kohen being ba on a zona. So if a Kohen's ba on a zona nachris, even though the esen has a chaloshim esen, there is no issur d'oraisa for the Kohen in terms of the zona. He's not loka for znus here, bishim lo yichal azaro. However, in contrast to that, the zona Yisraelis is the opposite. The zona Yisraelis, the Gemara points out, esnana mutter. The esen given to her is mutter for a carbon, and the Kohen habala is loka, bishim lo yichal azaro. So Gemara wants to explain what's the difference. Why is a Nachris and a Yisrael is completely the opposite? So Gemara explains, Zona Nachris, Esen Aser, why is the Esen Aser that's given to a Nachris, even if you buy it back, it's still a Chaloshim Esen? Gamar Toeva, Toeva, this is Gzeir Shava, Merayos. Ma Arayos de lo tafsi bekedushin, that Arayos is shayach by a situation where there's no tvisis kedushin, a relative where there's no tvisis kedushin, that's when erva is. Avzona, so too by the gzeir shava, the toeva used by a zona, it's only a zona, vach de lo tafsi bekedusha, only with a woman whose kedushin where it's not shayach, which is namely a guy, where tvisis kedushin isn't shayach by a guy, that's the type of zona that we're referring to, as opposed to a zona Yisraelis, where kedushin is in theory chal, there's no chaloshem, Essen. So that's how we know Essen only applies to a goy, because lo tafsib kedushim, but it is there is no chalos Essen by a Yisraelis. What about the opposite case? The other case, rather. Hakorin haba aleha, Hakorin is ba'al nachris, zona nachris, eino lokum ishim lo yichal zaro. There is no violation of zona. Why? De lo yichal zaro, amrachmana v'hai la'av zarohu. It's only a situation where the Kohen's children will be his children, ba'pasol. But if the children won't be children, meaning if the Kohen's Baal Zona Nachris, so we know the children follow the mother, so the children end up becoming non-Jewish, so that's not called Zara anymore, and there's no Lo Yichal Zaro. As opposed to a Kohen who's Baal Zona Yisraelis, so his children are Jewish, and they're called after him, but they're Chalalim, so that's a situation where there's going to be a Lo Sase Malkos of a Zona only by a Zona Yisraelis. Okay. Now we're back to general topics of Ma'aseh Behemah. Misha tells us, Ha'achin v'ha'shutvin shechayav mekalbon p'dur mi'ma'aseh Behemah. So it's important to know what a kalbon is. What's a kalbon? A kalbon is some type of, I don't know, a fee of some processing fee. It tells us Rashi has two days exactly what the kalbon was. So everyone, every time you give a shek, a machas shek, you have to give an additional kalbon, some more small amount of fee. It was either because the machas shekel wasn't exactly machas shekel, so it's in order to fill in the gap between the, I don't know, let's say it was worth 49 cents, it made the 50 cent mark, or because there's some processing fee that one needed to give in terms of having everything processed of some sort. So the din is that every time they give machas shekel, every individual has to give a kalbon. Splits up. Let's say you have partners that bring a shekel together, they bring one full shekel together, so then you need to bring two kalbons because it's really two parties that are being involved. You have to process two different individuals. So now there's end up being the opposite, that there's this inverse relationship between Ma'aseh Behemah and kalbon. I mean, when Ma'aseh Behemah, whenever there's lakuach, when a person's bought, it splits up into properties, into ownership, so then it goes from one party, and let's say yorshin are inheriting something to two, that's called lakuach almost, because they bought it from the estate, so they're potter from Ma'aseh Behemah, but the chayv and separate kalbon, because they're two different individuals. However, in a situation where we view them as one whole, as one unit, one entity, so then there's a patur, there's no need for an extra, even though they're different parties here, but it's really viewed as an entity, there's no view needed for an extra kalbon, it's potter from an extra kalbon, but there is a chayichi meiser because it's not viewed as lekuach, hasn't changed ownerships just yet. So there's that inverse relationship. So the Mishnah again says, ha'ach and the brothers, v'ashutvin and partners, in a situation where chayavim bekalbon, where the chayav and kalbon, meaning we view their ownership as separate individuals, so then the chayav to pay separate kalbon, separate fees, but the patur min meiser behema, because since we're viewing it as going to different transactions from an initial state, initial entity, to different parties now, that's a p'tur lakuach, and therefore to be a p'tur ma'isa behema, even though there's a chiv kalbum. And the opposite is true as well. The situation where chayavim b'ma'isa behema, where we don't view the ownership as being as transaction, but it's viewed as the initial ownership, so there's a chiv ma'isa behema, it's not lakuach, so in that case, p'tur min ha'kalbum, there's a p'tur of an extra kalbum, because it's not viewed as separate individuals bringing it. So let's say kana matrices habayis. Let's say they bought it, they acquired it, they separated it from the matrices habayis, who's referring to the estate. In other words, they took the estate and they divided it amongst the brothers. So then they're chayavim. They're chayav to pay different. They're chayav to pay ma'is behem in this case, because it the Yerusha, while it's still Patrusis HaBayis, while it's still in the estate's hand, so then, since it hasn't had been moved to anyone else's personal ownership, there's a general Chi of Ma'is HaBayim, it's one entity. Vim Lav, if it's not, meaning it's not in the state yet, it's not in the state anymore, rather they divided it up amongst the brothers, so then Paturin, the Patur of Ma'is HaBayim, since it's viewed as going from the father, from the estate, to the children, there would be a Patur of Ma'is HaBayim, a Patur of Lakum, or Matana. So Gemara says, let's say Chalku, let's say the brothers divided the property, but then they decided to Chazuv and Shatu, to go put everything back together, to repartner again, does it go back to the initial estate? And the halacha is Chayavim Bekalbon, the Chayavim Kalbon. Since they split up, even though they're trying to now bring it back to the original position, the original entity, you can't undo that. So the Chayiv and Kalbon, they're viewed as separate individual owners, and Peturim and Ma'is Behema, they're part of Ma'is Behema, because it's considered already Lakuach. Gemara now explains the Gemara. It's a bit trickier, but the Gemara tries to clarify what's going on in the Mishnah. So Tanya Rabban and the Braisa tells us that as follows. It says in the pasuk Yelach rather. When it comes to a Bechor, so it says Yelach, it should be you v'lo shel shutvis. If a shutvin own a Bechor, there's a p'tur when it comes to a Bechor. So the Gemara says, now Yachol afil kana mitzvah zabayis. One might think, let's say an estate, the father died and he left in the estate, they haven't divided the property yet, the estate left behind a Bechor, maybe there as well it should be Yelach v'lo shel shutvis. Tamalomar, an estate, while it's in the estate, it is chayiv in a Bechor, only once you divide the property and the Yorshin take it, would there then be a p'tur of this Bechor. Gemara now says, "Hi Bechor k'siva." So that we're trying to bring this as a raya, even though it's talking about Bechor, we're trying to bring this as a raya for Ma'is Behema. The Ma'is Behema, whilst in Tfitzis Abayis, it is a Chiv, but the moment they divide it into Shutvis, so then there's a Ptur. But this context is talking about a Bechor. How can we say it's referring to Ma'is Behema? So Gemara says, "V'hai b'Bechor k'siv." So answers the Gemara, "It may no inyan l'Bechor." If it's not referring to Bechor, how can we know it's not referring to Bechor? It says it's referring to Bechor. Because we know clearly elsewhere that a Bechor is chayiv, even when they're partners. Dichsevet, it says, "Uvecharos b'karachem b'tzonchem," that partners are chayiv in a Bechor. So clearly this pasuk can't be excluding a Bechor when they're shutvim. It must be then, Tineu inyan l'Ma'is Behema, in a situation where there are partners, so then there's a p'tur of Ma'iser Behema. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says the following klal. There's certain times where you could have a chiv of kalbon and a chiv ma'is behema. It doesn't always work inversely. There could be situations where you're patur from both the kalbon and the ma'is behema. Pamim shechayvim b'kalbon patur b'ma'is behema. Upamim shechayvim b'ma'is behema upatur minach kalbon. So there are possibilities. All four permutations exist in reality. So the Gemara goes to one by one. When you chayavim b'zeh b'zeh, when you chayavim both kalbon and ma'is behema, she chalka b'ksavim, where they divided the ksavim, they divided the money, but the below chalka b'behema, they didn't divide the animals. So the gavi, the ksavim, the money, they're viewed as separate individuals. So when they pay machzeh shekel, they each have to pay their separate kalbon. But since they did not divide the behema, so the behema is still considered in the estate's possession, and therefore there is a chiv ma'is behema as well. So this is a case where there's a chiv on both. What's the case of Peturim Mizeh Mizeh? Where Chalka Behema, they divided the Behemos, so now with the Behemos are considered Lakuach and Matanos. And a Ptur Ma'is Behema, Velo Chilki B'Ksafen, they did not divide the Ksafen, the money, so the money is still viewed as one entity, so there are no additional Kalbonos either. So this is a case where Pater both the Ma'is Behema and also Pater from Kalbon. The third case, Chayavim Bekalvon who Ptur Min Ma'aseh Behema, Shechalku Bezeh Bezeh, where they divided both the Kesef and the Ma'aseh Behema. So since they divided the Kesef to the Chayav and Kalvon, but since they also divided the Behema, they're Pater from Ma'aseh Behema. And the fourth and final case is Chayavim B'Ma'aseh Behema Ptur Min Ha'Kalvon, Shechalku Bezeh Bezeh. They didn't divide anything, so then the Ma'aseh Behema is still in the estate and Chayav, and since they didn't divide, there's a Ptur from paying the Kalvon because it's still viewed as one entity. So these are the explanations of the four different permutations. So Gemara said Pshita, this is very obvious. This whole Shakatayah, this last four permutations were very obvious. What was the need to teach us this? So Gemara explains, Chalku b'behema lo chalku b'ksafen istrichle. The case of where they divided the animals, and we said there's a p'tur ma'is behema, but they hadn't yet divided the money, so there we said there's a p'tur as well on the kalbon because it's still in the state. So the Gemara means, the Gemara says, I would have thought, came in the sum. The Chalka Behema, since they already divided the animals, I would have thought Galu Datayu, that was clearly exposing their Das, the Miflig Kaimo, that this, so they were ready to divide the estate. And therefore, the money should be viewed as being divided as well, and the Chayva Bakalbon. They should each be Chayv to pay the Kalbon, Kamash Vlan. So long as they haven't divided it yet, we can't anticipate what's going to happen. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Gemara now says towards the bottom of Amud Beis here, Amar Rav Anan. Rav Anan explains, Lo Shana, this is only true. What din is true? The din was that when the Yorshin inherit and they go ahead and repartner with each other, we view them as being real partners and they're pater. I mean, even though we know when in the initial estate, the estate is Chayv Ma'aseh Behema. They divide it up, now they're pater for Ma'aseh Behema. So if you now repartner, now the din is that you can't say we're going back to the initial state. No. Once they separate it, even though they partner together, it can't go back to the original state, and therefore there's still a p'tur of Ma'aseh Behema. That p'tur of Ma'aseh Behema, when the Chazav and Shatu, he says, is only true, Lo Shanu Ela, She'echalku G'dayim K'neged T'yashim T'yashim K'neged G'dayim, where the divisions of the property were not equal. Where this guy got a goat, that guy got a sheep, that guy got a cow, that guy got something else, where they're all separate. So that's when you try to repartner. No, you can't repartner because the division initially was given in somewhat of an unfair way. Aval, but let's say chalku, let's say they divide everything quite equally. Gedim and k'neged gedim. That guy gets one, you give out one cow for one cow, and then one kid for one kid, and one sheep for one sheep. So then utiyashim k'neged utiyashim, and then we say, Omer, we could suggest that shezeh chalku ha-magiyah mishash rishon lakach. When you divide everything up equally, that was in essence saying that each person got what was coming to them. That wasn't really a new division, it wasn't a new transaction. When the father dies, there is this potential of animals that each person will get, each child will get. And when you divide it equally, that was just manifesting what the initial yush was meant to be. And when they re-partner, that's putting everything back, all the pieces together, as if nothing ever happened. So in that case, Rav Anan says, if it was a case of chalku, v'chaz v'nishtatu, there in fact would be a chiyah ma'aseh behema, it would have undone all the yerusha. But comes on Rav Nachman Amar, he says no. Afilu chalku gedim k'negedim. Even if you split everything up equally and tiyashim k'neged tiyashim, ein omim shezehu chalku megiyah mishal rishon l'chach. We don't say whatever each person got, even though it was all equal. We don't say this was what was coming to him. We don't say breira, and therefore once it was given to the brothers, you can never put everything back together to create a case of tefisa bias. There's a p'tur ma'aseh behema forever on these animals. That's all Shitas Rav Anan and Rav Nachman. Comes along now Rabbi Elazar, he says differently. Rabbi Elazar says nothing to do with which animals against which animals, has to do a question of quantity. He explains, Lo Shanu, this is only true, Chazav and Ishatu, that they're Ptur Mi Ma'aseh Behema, El Shechalku Tisha Keneged Asara, Asara Keneged Tisha. They took 10 small animals, Keneged 9 big animals. So it sounds like maybe in weight they all equaled each other, but it was different animals. This guy got 10 small animals, that guy got 9 big animals, and that's where the division was completely different, and you can't undo that. Aval, if it's a situation, Nechalko, Tisha, Keneged, Tisha, Vasar, Keneged, Esar. Each guy got 9, each guy got 10, where everything was equal in terms of number. So then we say, Omer, Zechalko, Amagia, Vashah, Shurishon, Lachach. Each person got what was coming to him. It was all Breira. Nothing new was really accomplished when the children got it. So when Chazuv and Nishatfu, so then there would be a go back to the initial ownership, and there would be a Chiyah Ma'aseh Behema. Finally, the fourth sheet that Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Amar, Afilu Chalko Tisha Keneged Tisha, Asar Keneged Asar, even though you played fairly, each one got 9 versus 9 or 10 versus 10, still, Ein Omer, Shezeh Chalko Mugia Mishah Mishon Lachach. We don't say each person got what was coming to them, we say Ein Breira, and therefore when the children got the Yush initially, that was considered a new transaction, there was Chalos Lakuach on it, and even if they're Chazav and Nishatu, still the Chalos Lakuach remains, and there would be a Ptur of Ma'aseh Behemah. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll have to pick up, I guess.